Scholar Farm seeks to provide best-in-class training experiences for industry, government, and academic partners. The company was founded from extensive experience in academic research and teaching, as well as the commercial drone industry. Scholar Farm's specialty is in trainings for vegetation mapping using multispectral cameras and drones. While conducting research in the field as a PhD in ecology and evolutionary biology, Dr. Gregory Krutzinger caught the drone bug and began testing the use of UAVs on projects. Welcome to the California Ag Today podcast, Gregory.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, so you're all about improving the efficacy, the usefulness of drones for the farming industry in California primarily, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, so drones can be used for a couple of different things. Just off-the-shelf consumer drones can be used for aerial view and for scouting. Then you can use them for mapping in color. So that's more for adding those data layers to your farm, both in color, or you can do vegetation indices, which are more like heat maps of yield and productivity and plant health. And so that's what we do, is help train farmers and service providers to collect drone data and then apply it to plants.
Okay, so you help train farmers to collect their own data? I mean, aren't you doing the flying and data collection?
Yeah, no, there are lots of folks out there doing the flying, and we do fly, but it's, for the most part, we are a training resource. So we try and pool all the different drones, all the sensors, all the software together, and then provide recommendations and training from start to finish on how to generate the drone data products and then apply it. So that's our niche, is really in the training.
So you're training farmers on how to use their own drones?
Yeah, we're training folks how to use drone data layers. And so off-the-shelf drones and getting a color map is easy, but there's some challenges when it comes to, say, using a plant camera or a multispectral camera and interpreting those data. And so we try and help narrow the gap and walk them through a little bit.
Well, Greg, you said there's some limitations in drone use, but there's got to be a way we can get past some of these limitations, right?
Sure, yeah. So one of the limitations is just battery life, and we are coming up with new batteries all the time. The other is just managing all the data. So we're in a wealth of data, which is a good thing, but it is a challenge. And how do you manage the data? How do you store it all? And then how do you upload it if you need to the cloud? So it's really, how do you condense the data down and then provide an action to somebody that they can use out in the field?
So you're in quite a niche of using drones in agriculture, knowing those limitations.
Yeah, totally. So I think there's a lot of folks in the drone industry. Mostly they're looking at big ticket items like construction and surveying. Ag is another big ticket item, but it's a little slower to take off. You don't have that one step between flying a drone and a dollar. You have a whole entire growing season in between. And so what we're trying to do is just really focus and be a trusted resource in there. And we're okay with staying as a small company and just tracking that growth through time.
Good. Now, do you have a website that go to, Scholar Farm?
Yeah, scholarfarms.com. And in 2 weeks, we're launching a masterclass. So if you want to take our course, it'll be $300 or $400. We're still dialing in the pricing, but a couple $100, and you can take the course, and we'll walk you through from zero to hero.
And where will the courses be held?
It's all online, so it's a self-paced video series. We'll give you example data sets. You don't even have to have a drone, and we'll give you kind of the complete background on drone imagery, all the sensors, all the hardware, and you can just take it at your own pace.
Well, who do you hope to be the customer right there? Who will be online taking this test? You're talking about the farm industry?
Yeah, so we've made it broad. So it's really just a masterclass for mapping plants. So you could be in agriculture. You could be a grower. You could be an agronomist. You could be a service provider flying drones for farms, but you could also be an ecologist or a forester or a public agency. So we've really made it on, like, the tools are pretty similar, and then it's the interpretation that will be what folks have to do for themselves, for their farm, for their crop. We can't do it all, but we'll get you started and get you out there collecting data.
So for more information, it's at scholarfarms.com. Where else?
No, that's great. Folks can follow us at Scholar Farms on Twitter, and we're excited to talk to folks. We're a new company, and we're happy to be in the state of California.
So, Greg Krutzinger, thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.